It was Christmas morning, and I've been such a good girl this season. Santa brought me 12 special gifts, each wrapped in shiny gold paper with a bow of black silken ribbon. With excited anticipation, I took the first box, slowly untying the ribbon and ripping off the paper. I opened the box, and inside, I found a pair of silver nipple clamps and a weighted chain. I joyfully slipped my dark green robe off my shoulders, letting it drop to my waist, exposing my full breasts, my nipples hard in anticipation. I placed first one clamp, pulling in a sharp breath as the pain of the first bite led to unyielding pleasure. I placed the second clamp and shook with arousal as the same thing happened. I attached the chain to one, then the other, and hooked the small silver snowflake weight to the end of both. I pulled my nipples tight, making them even more erect. I was growing abundantly wet. I grabbed the second box and unwrapped it faster than the previous one. It contained a black butt plug and a small vial of lube called candy cane. I opened the bottle and smelled the sweetest peppermint. I stood and dropped the robe to the ground. Bending over the table, I let out a small gasp as the chain swung forward and the snowflake dragged across the wooden table, causing a sharp pain-pleasure mix as it pulled on my nipples. I picked up the plug and spilled a good amount of the lube on it. I reached back with one hand, spreading my ass cheeks, and slowly started working the plug in with the other. I could feel a slight resistance at first, and then my ass started to open, allowing the plug to slip inside. I let out a moan as it reached the largest point, stretching my ass and causing me to hold my breath as I shoved it fully inside. The sharp pain quickly gave way to overwhelming pleasure. I arched my back up off the table, rolling my hips against its side, allowing my clit to rub the wood. I could feel my ass throb around the plug as I lowered myself back to the chair. I gave a little squeal as I sat and the plug is shoved deeper inside. I'm now having a hard time focusing, and I've so many gifts to open. The next present was a small, slightly heavy one. I ripped it open and found a beautifully painted black wooden box, inside which sat two silver weighted balls. Benoit balls. I shivered with anticipation as I stand and spread my legs wide. I reach down and slip in first one, then the other, my soaking wet pussy pulling them in with ease. I clench around them, my pussy vibrating with pleasure. I shift my legs back and sit again. This time I feel the plug press deep and the balls shift and press my G-spot. Oh, the pressure is divine. I eagerly grab the next gift. Inside, I find a cherry wooden paddle, smooth and bigger than my hand. There was a note that said, "Place on the table in front of you and leave it there." I placed it down on the table. I felt my spine tingle at the thought of what would come from that paddle. The fifth box contained a small clip with three small chains attached to it. At the end of each chain was a little jingle bell. I smiled as I realized what I was to do with it. I sat back in the chair and spread my thighs, slipping one hand down to my clit, pulling my hood back to expose the swollen bud. I place the open clip to my clit, finding just the right place, and slowly started to close it. I held my breath as the pressure built. The pinching gave way to a warm rush of excitement as I almost came. I pulled both my hands away and sat back up. With every movement, the bells made a little tinkling sound and pulled on my clit, making me squirm. The next package was a long leather riding crop. I played it over my fingers, feeling the smooth leather brush my skin. Ah, the anticipation proving too much for me, and I quickly smacked the crop against my thigh. The sharp sting I felt as it made contact made me moan, and I could feel a fresh rush of wetness between my legs. I shifted and felt the balls shift inside me, putting more pressure on that one spot that can make me see stars. There was yet another note that said the same demand to place the crop on the table where I could see it at all times. The seventh present was rather large and long. I opened it to find a large, carved, dark wood box with an ornate latch. I opened it to find a long steel bar with leather cuffs at either end. A spreader bar. I shifted to the edge of the chair and laid it on the floor. I placed one ankle in the cuff and secured the buckle tightly around it. I then repeated this with my other ankle. My legs were now spread obscenely wide. I shifted again, feeling so many different pressures and pullings that it was driving me mad. I had a thin sheen of sweat on my skin, and my breath was coming in short, shaky bursts. The next gift held a small red ball gag with a leather strap and silver buckles. I immediately placed it in my mouth, my red stained lips stretching around it. I secured the buckles, making sure it was tight. I slowly ran my hands around to the front of my face, feeling the smooth leather against my skin. I ran one finger around my lips, loving the feel of my lipstick smeared across the gag. In the ninth package, I found a beautiful pair of wrist bindings made of smooth, shiny leather. There was a clip on the side of one and a small ring on the other. I slipped my wrist through one and felt the silk lining that would keep them from biting into my skin. I quickly secured it and moved to the other. There was a small note that told me not to attach them to each other yet. My excitement and arousal was becoming difficult to contain, and I was constantly moving around, need desperately to come. The next box was medium-sized and made a slight clinking sound when I picked it up. Inside, I found a long chain with a clip on one end and a leather wrist handle on the other. I was suddenly confused. There was no note, so I set it on the table in front of me like the other objects. I opened the next to find a red silk blindfold. There was a note, and I held my breath as I read. "You've been such a good girl this year," it said. "I feel you deserve a reward, my pet." A delightful chill ran down my spine at the last two words. "You will now stand and attach the wrist cuffs to each other. You will then place the blindfold over your eyes and lean over the table. You will place your hands over your head. You will not move an inch. I stood up, feeling every nerve in my body respond to stimulus from one thing or another. I clipped one binding to the other, my hands now attached. I picked up the blindfold, pausing for a moment. There's still one gift left. I reached for it and noticed written on it was, "Not for you to open, pet." I pulled back, realizing I would be punished for not following your instructions completely. I quickly pulled the blindfold over my eyes and started to lay across the table. Every move caused me to gasp and shake as first the nipple chain pulled them tight and the clip on my clit hit the side of the table. I heard the bells chime as they pulled on my clit, causing me to take a sharp breath. The plug and balls creating a constant pleasure and pain mix. I slowly slid my hands up above my head and waited. I felt you walk behind me. You did not touch me just yet, though it felt as though you were already caressing my skin. I shook with the need for you to touch me. I heard you opening the last present. I then felt something slipping around my neck. It was a collar. I felt your fingers lightly brush my hair out of the way to secure the collar in place. Just that little touch gave me goosebumps. I then heard you pick up the chain. I understood what it was for, and if I didn't have the gag in, I would have smiled. You clipped the chain in place and tested my submission by giving it a small pull. I immediately arched my back, raising my head up off the table. You ran a hand lightly down my spine as you pulled with more force. I shivered and arched higher, the nipple clamps scraping the table. You wound the chain around your hand as you moved behind me. I felt you brush against my ass and fought the urge to push back against you. You pulled hard on the chain, and I let out a moan as you pressed yourself into me. My neck arched back, exposing the words written across the collar. They simply said,